With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. President Trump slammed North Korea's brutal regime on Monday after the death of college student Otto Warmbier, who was released by the communist nation in a coma last week. A lot of bad things happened, Trump said during a White House meeting with technology CEOs. We got him home to be with his parents, at least. It's a brutal regime, and we will handle it in the future. The president and the vice president's offices both issuing official statements to the family. The China tour agency that organized the trip to North Korea for Otto Warmbier, who died after being released in a coma from North Korea detention, said it would no longer take Americans to the country. The man suspected of mowing down a crowd exiting Ramadan prayers at a London mosque early Monday has been identified as 47-year-old Darren Osborne of Wales, sources telling Sky News. One person killed, 10 others injured in the assault. It is being investigated as a terror incident. And the suspect who attacked security forces on the Champs-Élysées shopping district in Paris Monday afternoon had a rifle and explosive in his vehicle. The attacker died shortly after the incident, according to the French foreign minister. And Tiger Woods is receiving help to manage his medications. Quote, I'm currently receiving professional help to manage my medications and the ways that I deal with back pain and my sleep disorder, Woods said in a statement provided to the Associated Press on Monday night. I want to thank everyone for the amazing outpouring of support and understanding, especially the fans and my fellow players on tour. He was charged with driving under the influence on May 29th, though his breath failed. The breathalyzer test is administered by the police officers. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide. No arms for terrorists and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700.
And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
Microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's Health Challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we talk about breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Sad news on the young man that came back from North Korea to his parents. No longer with us. The president reacts. We'll share that with you. Plus, a very disturbing story of some things that Satanists were up to in the area. Don't go away.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
And he's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
He just passed away a little while ago. That's a brutal regime. And we'll be able to handle it.
That was President Trump yesterday, shortly after the announcement came that Otto Warmbier had passed away. We had just gone off the air in this iteration of the Kevin McCullough Radio when it took place. And we were I was pretty and still am some degree outraged that, you know, this occurred to this family. Now,
look, we can have a long conversation about the philosophy of all the things that Otto did wrong and to end up in the place where he did. The question becomes, and I've had this question come back to my head a few times in the last 24 hours, was it worth him having to lose his life? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. We're glad you're with us online at TheBingeThinker.com. My phone number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Another story I want to get to before we're done. Did you hear about these churches all throughout the New York tri-state area that were vandalized over the weekend? They had pentagrams and Hail Satan and stuff written on them. Curious if you belong to a church that has had that happen, how you respond to what you do there. Do you just say, well, I forgive the people that did that, and go get a rag and try to wash it off? Do you hope the rain takes it off? Do you try to reach out and find the people that did it? Do you believe that someone that would write something like that could actually physically, spiritually, supernaturally harm your body of worship? Would it change your desire to go there, to be part of that community? It's kind of interesting when you talk to people about, maybe we can have some of this conversation on the record, but the range of responses that people have to seeing such a thing happen at their own place of worship. That happened. Let's see. What else do we have for today? Breaking news as it happens, of course. There's this other editorial that Pastor Dave Watson of Calvary Chapel sent my way this morning from the New York Times. Disturbing story of a pastor in Brooklyn. Forefront is the name of a church there, in which this pastor is profiled, and the church that he tends to, I guess is how you would describe it, has responded to a very sticky scenario in their body. The pastor's father has sought to become a woman. And the pastor had been raised by this man who was also a pastor, and who had basically kind of been the alpha male in the young man's life. And I'm reading through this depressing, hideous wreck of a story that the New York Times had. I've got it posted on the social media. If you want to go to Facebook or Twitter, you can read it. But it's just a pathetic disaster of searching for everything except what is true. And it's in that regard, I think, a real not a good service to the readers of the New York Times at all. But we'll get into all of this. But I want to go back to the top story. President Trump was quizzed about Warmbier, and he did have a couple of statements. I'll play them for you. He said, well, at least we got him to his family.
A lot of bad things happened, but at least we got him home to be with his parents, where they were so happy to see him, even though he was in very tough condition. But he just passed away a little while ago. It's a brutal regime, and we'll be able to handle it.
That was yesterday afternoon. But the president was even more outraged.
It's a total disgrace what happened to Otto. That should never, ever be allowed to happen. And frankly, if he were brought home sooner, I think the result would have been a lot different. He should have been brought home that same day. The result would have been a lot different. But what happened to Otto is a disgrace. And I spoke with his family. His family is incredible, what they've gone through. But he should have been brought home a long time ago. Thank you all very much.
He was actually held in captivity, I think, for 17 months, something like that. And now the North Koreans say that the majority of that he was in his state of, you know, coma caused by, you know, some disease, you know, infection that he got there. And then he took a sleeping pill and the combination of the two. Doctors here believe that his brain suffered significant trauma from being deprived blood flow. And that's what caused the coma and the brain damage to the degree that he had. Sean Spicer was asked about what kind of policy response should be given to the North Koreans as a result of this young college student's death. He responded.
When you look at how he was handled, it's something that we will continue to apply economic and political pressure and try to continue to work with our allies. We've had, I think, positive movement on China over the past 5 months of this administration, and we'll continue to work with them and others to put the appropriate pressure on North Korea to change this behavior.
And you know, that doesn't sound like very comforting words if I was Otto Warmbier's parents today. I will admit that. But just... I don't know. This is where I think American idea of justice, and particularly those of us that would consider ourselves people that want to be demonstrations of mercy and of grace to people. You know what his crime was? Otto's crime was that he had stolen a poster off of a staff-only floor in the hotel where he was staying in North Korea. That was what he was sentenced to prison for, stealing a poster. Can you find a court in the United States where if you stole a poster, somebody would send you to jail? I think at the most, somebody would say, give the poster back or pay for it. This kid lost his life, supposedly because he stole a poster. 888-340-3373. It's interesting because there are times, even amongst the Christian community, where I have heard in recent days and months, people that you know, kind of dog America. Like, oh, well, you know, we have this high view of how we view people and what we think about ourselves here. Isn't that kind of for a reason? Do we kill people because they steal posters from staff-only floors on a hotel? I know that the last election was problematic for people. There were cynical people that felt like they couldn't get involved and endorse a candidate or whatever. But when you consider that one of the candidates kind of idealizes the philosophy that drives the North Korean government, and one stands in complete opposition to that philosophy, doesn't that kind of make a difference when you understand that the outcome of such a philosophy is that a college student away from his parents in a foreign country ends up dead because he steals a poster? See, if Otto Warmbier had gone into North Korea and had shot people up and had committed a terrorist attack and he lost his life, you wouldn't have any gripe from me about it. I would say, well, actions always have outcomes. But a poster? And the fact that the previous administration didn't seem to have any criticism of the North Korean regime for holding on to him, and it wasn't until this president came in and said, he's coming home, you let him go, and you let him go now, and then he got here. I mean, just barely before he lost his life were his parents. And his parents have been golden through this. They have had the best attitude. I've been so impressed with the way they have chosen to look forward and not behind. But isn't that just, I don't know. Talk about social justice. Oh, wait, it doesn't fit the narrative. We can't talk about it in that regard. Kevin McCullough coming back.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, TheBingeThinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Did you see that story over the weekend? There was no, my mic, not the music. I need more of my mic. Thank you. We run a professional radio studio here. So here's the thing. This weekend, I don't know if you saw this story, but there were a handful of churches, maybe as many as six, that were vandalized across the New York tri-state area. And then there was one other that had, it didn't seem to be connected, but it had some, I don't know, some odd things that happened to it as well. This is how Ali Bauman of CBS2 reported the entire incident.
These church doors, the target of vandals. This demonic symbol was found spray painted at the Zion Gospel Church in Copeg Saturday morning. Suffolk County police believe the same culprit or culprits is responsible for at least two other similar acts of vandalism at churches in Amityville within the past 48 hours. This spree comes days after parishioners in East Meadow found different graffiti with a similar message at the New Covenant Church. The side doors spray painted with devil-worshipping symbols and witchcraft hexes, and the front doors smashed.
If somebody came and painted your house up with satanic symbols, I think you'd be disturbed too, because you don't know who they are. and, you know, if they would come back.
Nassau County Police have increased patrols there since, as parishioners are praying for whoever is behind such acts of hate.
Whoever it is, we're praying that, you know, that God would just reach out to them and touch them.
The Suffolk and Nassau County Police are still investigating if the same suspect is behind all of those hate crimes and are asking anyone with information to come forward. We're live in Copeg. Allie Bauman, CBS 2 News.
All right, so that's Allie Bauman of CBS 2. Well, the New York Post had more on it today. And very specifically, the churches that were in the North Amityville, Suffolk County area, they had Hail Satan and pictures of pentagrams, the inverted ones so that it points down variety. There were several of them on several churches, and they were all within this short distance of one another. I'd see within a mile of each other. So it sounds like, you know, well, if I was just to guess, I would say this is just kids listening to their, you know, dad's AC/DC records and going out and just having some fun. That would be a cynical and also probably disrespectful way of viewing it. But I'm curious, what I kind of stumbled on and thought about for a lot of today while we were working on this story was, I wonder if you're the pastor of those churches. And we asked Bishop Walker of Amityville to come on with us, and he was checking on it, but he didn't get back to us. But I'm curious as to if this had happened in your place of worship, and your pastor, you know, showed up on Sunday and he was supposed to do services, and you had this big pentagram and Hail Satan sprawled across the windows of your worship center. How would you respond to it? How would you handle it? What would you do in response? And I know that the ranges could be, you know, varying. You could say, well, we're just going to ignore it and just go on with, you know, what we're to be about on a Sunday morning. 888-340-3373 if you have a response to this. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But what would be your inclination? Some of these churches, I guess, held actual exorcisms on the signs themselves. So they had their congregation out, or at least a portion of them, on the sign of the church. And they were all putting their hands on the symbols. And then they were praying and they were casting demonic spirits out. At the root of this, is this a more problematic thing because the symbols are demonic, or because they are, or because someone was willing to commit this kind of crime? See, I don't think this is my impression, and I could be proven wrong on this. I'm willing to at least consider it. I don't think that the pentagram in and of itself has power. And I certainly don't think that the pentagram has power in a place where God's people and his Holy Spirit, in Christian understanding, reside in great numbers on a frequent basis. Now, if you've got a church where no one has the Holy Spirit, that's a different discussion. Now we've got a different problem. You'd question, do you even have a church? And that's the other story in the New York Times that I might get to if we have time today. But what would be your inclination in how you responded and what you would want to see your pastor or your leadership do? Because this affected a community. This affected four churches within a 1 mile radius. And then there was the church from just a couple of days previous that they don't believe are linked, but it's still within the area. Or it's very close by, and it was additional demonic imagery and phrases that were spray painted on the building. So that's what I'm curious about. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to line one. Carl is calling from the city. Hello, Carl.
Good afternoon, Kevin. Love your show. And I am calling you specifically to the what a great question you've asked. What would I do or parishioners of our church if someone had vandalized it in this manner, and specific with hate, devil worshiping markings? And, you know, I'm part of one of the biggest churches in New York City that's been there since 1850. And just the thought of someone doing that is, how would our church handle it? You know, one, our faith would tell us, you know what, just in the name of Christ, we'll never defeat us. But this makes such an impact on such a holy place for families. And what happens there on every Saturday, Sunday, and other things during the week that are beautiful. And I'm really kind of caught myself saying, how would I feel? Would I want to react and retaliate, or would I follow the church's path and saying, let's just, you know, clean this off and, you know, better security?
Well, Carl, let me ask you this. Would you want your church to address it from the pulpit formally? Would you want your leadership to address it specifically? Would you want them to ignore it? Would you want them to instruct the congregation, if they run across the person that does it, how to handle the situation? I think because this is such a volatile situation, I would think you would want your leadership to weigh in on it and say, this is how we're going to approach the reconciliation of this at some point.
They need to step up, whoever that is, and tell the congregation, don't get vigilante, don't do this. We stay together as a house of God, and then they conduct it a proper from the top down, and what the response should be and would be. And again, working a support with the local, with the police department by all means, and wherever you need to go to with stuff like this. Like you said, it doesn't sound like a little 15-year-old out there listening to AC/DC. It sounds a little more with full intent. And it's got to be recognized, you know. But I think the faith and the strength is in the Lord Jesus Christ and us as a community. And when we come together, you know.
Gotcha. All right, Carl. Appreciate that perspective and the feedback. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, TheBingeThinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Whoever it is, we're praying that, that God would just reach out to them and touch them.
That's one of the pastors of the story I was just talking about. We're chasing down some breaking news that has just come to my attention. Evidently, a suicide bomber walked into the Brussels train station and was neutralized, but there's some suspicion that his vest went off anyway. I don't see anything on FoxNews.com or the Drudge Report. We will continue to chase down this story as it's developing. Sky News is doing the majority of the reporting on it. They say the incident is under control. But lo and behold, here we have another. How many days in a row have we had suicide bombers try to, or people just, you know, desire to kill others in the name of Islam? Just one after another after another. So that's pretty disturbing. The local media in the Brussels area are now reporting that police neutralized the person wearing the explosive belt at the train station. But again, the details are, did the vest go off or not? The Dutch media is now confirming that the explosion of the vest did occur anyway, but that now everything is under control. I've seen no details on casualties or victims yet. So as we continue to get more on this story, I'll let you know as we go along with it, because I know that you want to know about what's happening as it happens and what it means and why it matters. So, but think about this. How many weeks in a row have we had a major headline? And, you know, this is what ISIS... if you go back to April of last year, in their real like charge to their followers, they wanted people to begin to gather the necessary items for individual attacks, and then to at key point in time, just continue to unleash them in different areas. And, you know, Belgium, France, Germany, England. What is common in all of these countries? This is where that massive wave of refugee immigration took place that they didn't really have the ability to vet very well before the people got there. And so, you know, this is again, Brussels was where they took down the French attackers days after the attack. But that's where they had planned their entire attack from. And the problem with Europe is you have, you know, these borderless borders that you really don't need anything to go to and from any of the countries. And when you combine that with very, very poor vetting and a mass number of people coming from, you know, another part of the world that you know, ISIS has already promised that they're going to infiltrate the groups of people that are going to be going to those places. This is what you have happen. And did you notice yesterday the American media largely focused exclusively on the Muslim hate crime in London and did almost no coverage of the Muslim that was going to blow people up in France? You know, so the guy that hated Muslims, we got lots of that coverage. We didn't get much coverage at all of the guy on the Champs-Élysées. Anyway, that's the latest of what's happening. As I have more details, I will let you know. Federal police are confirming that the explosion of the vest did happen, but they are also saying everything is now under control. They neutralized the threat in the Brussels train station, and that is the latest that we know of right now. All right, so back to this other story, 888-340-3373. You have this person or persons that have gone through these churches in the area of the I guess it's on Long Island. It's all these churches are on Long Island in a short distance from one another. And they have more or less put the same demonic kind of imagery on each of the churches. Now, there was also a church in Nassau County that they did this to. And it caused me to think a lot today about, you know, what I would hope that our pastoral community in those areas would do in response. And that is, I hope that they would address it, confront it, and think kingdom-wise when it comes to a response. Kevin McCullough, technology coming up next.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists. And they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it.
Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. On Tuesdays, it's sometimes fun to open up the headlines of the tech section and take a look at what is actually making news in that area. And friends, it has gotten really, really vibrant. I don't know if you follow tech news, but one of the reasons why I started putting it on the broadcast is because there's so much of it that is starting to impact our lives on a week-to-week basis. For instance, you saw the big headline this last week. How many of you shop at a Whole Foods or know that there's one near you? We do regularly. The lovely bride trusts the meat at the Whole Foods more than the other grocery stores that we go to. So we don't go there for a lot of stuff, but we go there for the meat. Well, Amazon is going to they bought them. They're absorbing them. And the goal is to try to figure out how to make Whole Foods a little more efficient in its overall business model. Well, somebody that has perspective on all this is somebody who actually advocates for trending technology, and he loves to discuss it and even debate it around the globe. He's just returned from a trip to China where he was part of several conversations over there. Ari Zolden, head of the Quantum Networks. Ari, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here, Kevin. This is far, as you know, the best part of my week.
Well, I appreciate that. So let me just delve right onto the big story first. Amazon and Whole Foods, you've got two enormous brands, and you've got the kind of the king of home delivery and kind of the whole how to purchase things on the web kind of figured out, who's kind of got getting into brick and mortar a little bit. And then you've got like the real highly sought after food grocery chain. Why do they come together, and what do you think the outcome of this is going to end up being?
How amazing is that? You know, I think this is a shock to the entire industry. I mean, the grocery industry, the supermarket industry, this is a real, real shakeup right now. I mean, I think Amazon sees this, obviously, like you said, for them to get into the brick and mortar space, although they certainly don't need to be in the brick and mortar space, but I see this as more of a logistic play, right? At the end of the day, Amazon wants to be the final mile delivery variable. And for them to be able to have now instant locations to be able to deliver food, especially healthy organic food, this is a plug and play for them.
Oh, okay. So it's as much just to extend their current business model as anything else.
I see this as a total logistic play, Kevin. You know, it's, you know, Whole Foods has these locations all over the world, you know, all over the United States. They're doing well. They've already built brand equity. And obviously Amazon wants to increase their footprint. And
do they have to be careful to not, because Amazon does not have the same, to me, in the retail space, it doesn't have the same kind of panache that Whole Foods has. Does Whole Foods run the risk of lessening itself in this process?
I don't think so. I mean, I think at the end of the day, both companies want to be able to serve the customer, to serve the end user. And if they could do it, you know, efficiently and quickly and provide good product, and I think Whole Foods has that brand and people are really attached to it, and you're combining two brands that people really feel connected to. So I think it's going to be interesting. I'm not necessarily sure that it's a slam dunk, but I definitely think it's something very interesting to watch.
All right. Staying in the tech space, Snapchat, they went public this year. They've had kind of an up and down response since being in the space, but they just inked a $100 million deal with Time Warner. They want to create, I'm guessing, their own kind of online television shows, not dissimilar to what Hulu and Apple and Amazon have all done as well. I mean, Netflix, I mean, it's already kind of been laid out there. How does Snapchat get into that market and be competitive, given that they're the sixth or seventh or eighth in the pool?
Well, what's interesting, and like what you said, we're you know, we saw it with Netflix, we saw it with Hulu. What we're seeing is that it's sort of the reverse model. We're seeing these social networks that already got traction with, you know, somewhat interesting content, and that content could be, you know, stupid cats doing backflips. But
sure.
I think what's happening is, though, you know, these social networks need better engagement and they need good content. So who better to partner up with than the Time Warners of the world? So, you know, Snapchat's going to become a real production house.
That's going to be interesting. Now, the question will be, do they have to deliver all their television shows in 15 seconds or less?
Well, you know, our attention span is probably half of that right now, Kevin. So they actually just need to deliver about 7.5 seconds to get our attention.
That's probably true. On this week's episode of The Human Mind. And join us next week. All right.
Exactly.
Well, that's going to be interesting as well. Okay, so NASA, you know, we think that NASA went away. NASA didn't really go away. And Elon Musk and some others have come alongside and they're kind of privatizing the space travel thing. But they're saying that they have now found possibly as many as 10 more Earth-like planets. Does this mean that Earth is not the only life-bearing planet in the universe?
You know, this is, I think at this point, I don't know how much of it is a science question versus still sort of a philosophical question, right? I mean, people have always been talking about, is there life on other planets? I'm willing to suspect it may not be human life, but in terms of finding water, H2O, and finding the molecules that make up life, the answer is yes, science has proven that, which means there's a far greater chance that some sort of human life actually has existed on these planets, probably, you know, hundreds of millions of years ago. And I think that, again, with the introduction of really cool technology, with pioneers like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos that are experimenting with just these incredible rockets to be able to go to outer space and to be able to bring back samples, I think it's going to change the entire dynamic in terms of discovery, because now you've got the private sector playing in the space, where in the past it's really only been NASA,
yeah.
Right?
So
now
government
you're opening
control.
Up. Yeah, government. And now you're opening up this entire sector, and you're saying to these innovators, hey, go out there, see what's out there, and bring it back to Earth.
All right. I don't know if I want to see what they find, but we'll test it one time, 1 minute at a time. Ari Zolden of Quantum Networks, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Of course.
It's Trending Technology on Tuesday, and it's just fun to talk about that stuff when you think about the potential that we have not yet tapped. Kevin McCullough, it's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands, tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or Landmark.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, final few minutes. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We were talking earlier this hour about churches and having demonic symbols sprayed on them. Feliza has joined us from Queens. Feliza, thank you for your patience. What's your thought on this?
Well, I believe that that's a very serious spiritual warfare, and you fight spirit with spirit. When Jesus was in the desert, being tempted by Satan, he used the word of God. Those churches must immediately paint over that stuff, paint those symbols off immediately, whether white, I don't care how expensive the wooden doors are or maybe, and immediately white scripture, the word of God, on those places where that person put demonic symbols. Immediately, you have to surround that church with the word of God immediately. That's the only way you fight. This is a spiritual warfare. We're not fighting flesh and blood. These are spirits, principalities in high spiritual high places. And
okay.
They fear.
What do you do, Feliza, if you find the people that did this? How do you deal with them? How do you interact with them?
If a person from church, one of the members, knows who it is, don't approach that kind of person by yourself. Just be aware, report it to the authorities. But I'm saying, as a church, have scripture on, and the people of the church, the members, must be speaking out loud scripture. They must memorize their words and scripture. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, fear God. You're not to fear Satan. I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. You must always confess that, but you have to be aware what's going out there. And God says, the battle is mine and the victory is yours. Spirit, God has to fight this battle, but you confess out loud the word, and then you're freeing up the angels to do it.
All right. Feliza, I appreciate the feedback. Thank you for your call. And I think there's a lot of truth to what she said there. For those of you that are not believers in Christ, this may sound a little hokey pokey to you, but there's no need to be concerned about it. Because what Feliza was describing is actually quite explicit in Scripture, and it's something that that those of us that do follow Christ actually put great faith in, the truth of the text of the Word of God. All right, Kevin McCullough is my name. So glad that you've been able to be with us today, and I hope you'll join us tomorrow. 888-340-3373. You can also join me online at TheBingeThinker.com. And the latest from Brussels, there have been no victims. They did neutralize the bomber, and the explosion went off anyway. All right, Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time on Kevin McCullough Radio.